He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor. Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gadget Professor. My name is Don Bain, and I am the Gadget Professor. I'd like to welcome everyone today to a very interesting episode. Today's gadget will be an HDTV, a Mohue leaf antenna, and I actually purchased this device out of desperation, and we'll get to that in a minute. Of course, I'd like to welcome everybody to the Gadget Professor. If you're new and just tuning in for the first time, nice to see you. I'm glad you're here. I appreciate your viewership. We review all kinds of gadgets, and we have a lot of free software that we talk about each week, and some interesting products that hopefully you'll find useful, and just all kinds of gadgets. It doesn't necessarily have to be tech gadgets, but it seems like that's what most of the things are. So each week, each Thursday night, we try to come up with a new episode, and if you're old to the Gadget Professor, I sincerely appreciate your viewership also. Obviously, it's easy to get to the Gadget Professor. Just go to our webpage, which is thegadgetprofessor.com. When you get to that page, there's a kind of an orangish-brown box, and we're one, two, three, four. The fifth guy down is the Gadget Professor. If you click on that, you will be automatically subscribed to the Gadget Professor, and we can be viewed on pretty much any MP3 or MP4 device, whether it's an iPad, an iPod, your iPhone, we're on iTunes, we're on the Roku box, the Boxy box. There's not much out there that you can't get the Gadget Professor on. I think we're on like 160 devices right now, so we're definitely easy to watch. Also, if you're on the webpage, I would suggest that you, on the left-hand side where we have the text, find where it says show notes. You want to subscribe to that. You must subscribe to the show notes. That will assure you that every Thursday, as soon as an episode is released, you're actually going to get the show notes via email. And the reason you want the show notes is because everything that we talk about in the show is hot links. So if we talk about a product or a free piece of software, instead of remembering the URL as you're listening to this, you can just click that button and it will automatically take you to that page or to that software download. So certainly you want to do that. We also have a promo page, and this is called GadgetProfessorPromo.com. And what we've done there is each week, usually every other week, or as many times as we can get them, when people actually send us devices to review, we ask for some type of a product code, a promo code that you can use, and this code will actually get you free shipping or save you some significant money. And right now on the promo page, we still have the Grace digital radios, the internet radios. I've had a lot of email from people who have actually purchased these through this code, and they just absolutely love them. I know I love mine, and as I said many times, I really think this this Mondo radio by the Grace company really is the number one internet radio in my opinion. I even like it better than my Squeezebox, which everybody knows was my number one favorite gadget, and now I have switched to the more feature-packed and better bang for the buck Mondo radio. So that promo code is still up there and still good. We also have the promos from the iWatch Life cameras. A couple people have purchased those, and I got some great feedback on that. And last but not least, we still have our code for the Telekin computer. I can't say enough about the Telekin computer. It's a virus-free, easy to operate, literally touch the screen computer. It's excellent for anybody who's intimidated by using any type of a Windows system or a Mac. This just works. You plug it in, you turn it on, and it's great for people who don't want to get involved with usernames and passwords and how do you click on the email and how do I do Skype. It's right in front of you. Large labels, you can actually make them as large as you want. Check that Telekin computer out and definitely use our promo code. And last but not least, we are on Facebook, and I always keep the Facebook page as updated as I can as soon as a new episode is released, or if we're running a contest, or if I find something amusing or fun, I will put that on the Facebook page, and I welcome your comments and suggestions via the Gadget Professor Facebook page. And certainly we're on on Twitter. I tweet maybe 10 times a day about all kinds of gadgets, whether it's automobile, electronic, or just general purpose gadgets. And you can get me at Gadget Professor on Twitter. And as soon as an episode's released, I tweet that, and you'll be aware that the new episode is out there. You can reach me anytime on Gmail. It's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. And if you have a product or a company and you'd like us to review your product or your gadget, I'm very easy to get a hold of. Just drop me an email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I'll get right back to you, or someone on my staff will get back to you, and we'd love to take a look at what you got. So feel free to email me, and we'll get in touch with you. So thank you for doing that. Today we're going to start off with a freebie. And this is called Double Twist. Now, some of you may be familiar with it and some of you may not, which is why I'm bringing it to you. But basically, Double Twist makes it easy to enjoy your music, your photos, and your videos on your mobile device. It's a great media player, essentially. It's for the PC, it's for the Android. You can manage and sync your iTunes music, your photos, and your videos on our popular and lightweight software. It's easy to use and completely free. On the Android, it says experience your media with the best all-in-one music player, radio, and video app. Newsweek calls it the number one app for 2011. So that's totally free. It works just flawlessly, and I would encourage you to at least load it and take a look at it. And that's called doubletwist.com, and I'll have that in the show notes for sure. The next one is kind of a weird name. I didn't pick the name. It's called Morgfile, another freebie for you. And if you ever wanted to get some free, copyright-free photographs, this is the place to go. Everything that's on this website is free, and you can select from a whole variety of free photos. You're also able to upload your photos and share them with other people. And likewise, they can share the photos with you, and you can use these. And basically, it's free images for your inspiration, reference, and use in your creative work, be it commercial or not. So if you have a business and are looking for a particular photo and don't want to pay a royalty on it, this is the place you want to go. It's also easy to add your own photos to the Morgfile file, so give back, because this archive is for creative by creatives. And if you check the website out, you can purchase photographs, and they're pretty cheap, but there are a number of them that are actually totally free, so you want to check that out if you're interested in that. And then last but not least, I may have mentioned this on a prior episode, but I actually never tried it out. This is called Smooth Draw, and Smooth Draw is an easy, natural painting and digital free hand drawing software that can produce high quality pictures. It supports many kinds of brushes, pens, pencils, dry media, airbrushing, bristle brushes, images, image hose, etc. It has retouching tools, layers, image adjustments, and many other special effects. It works great on the with tablets and the tablet PC. Totally free, and there's a little sketch there. I didn't do that. I am not an artist, believe me, I am not an artist, but if you have kids that are interested in drawing and art, this is a great freebie, and I would encourage you to check it out. So that will take care of our free stuff this week, and right now we are going to go to the gadget of the day, and this is called the Leaf Indoor HD TV Antenna. And let's take a quick look at the video. This is kind of one of those I can't believe it works gadgets. Here we go. I'm going to run this, and let's see if we can actually bring it up full frame here.
Did you know most top-rated shows are broadcast to you free over the air in full high definition?
Mike, take me out of that.
You don't need expensive cable service to watch HD programs. You just need the Mohu Leaf HDTV antenna. With the Mohu Leaf HDTV antenna, you can watch NFL games or your favorite network shows in better HD quality than cable or dish. Go to www.gomohu.com to order and start watching free HDTV with the Mohu Leaf.
So that's their little infomercial, if you will. And here's what happened. I just moved into some new digs, and I have a wall unit that's essentially built into the living room. It's built into the wall, if you will. And you needed two people to drag it out, one on each side, to drag this big piece of furniture off the wall. And that's where I have the stereo. I have a Denon digital receiver. We'll save that for another episode, because that's a fun a fun gadget, if you will. And I was wiring in the speakers, a 7.1 channel sound, and so on and so forth. And hold on, that might be my mom calling me. Let me just check this out here. Nope, it's not her. I'll cancel the call and continue. You always got to remember to turn this phone on. Ring her down. Sorry. Okay. If it was my mother, I would definitely take the call. So getting back to the HDTV antenna. What happens is behind the wall, I do have a cable outlet for cable TV. I do not, as of yet, have cable TV. I don't subscribe to the cable, and I don't have the dish. So I am going to rely on the free, because you know the Gadget Professor, I don't like to spend money. So I'm going to rely on the free channels that are out there. And as everybody knows, or should know by now, about 2 years ago, they switched over from analog to digital. So all the TV in the United States is basically high-def digital. And you need an antenna to receive that. If you're on cable or dish, you don't have to worry about that. So I have no channels, and I cannot find what wire from the outside of my house goes back to that TV set behind the wall. And I don't have time to figure that out. I will at some point in time. So I had actually two HD antennas with amplifiers on them. I had an RCA and I had another brand. I can't even remember what that was. So what happened is I put both the antennas on. Neither of them worked. When I scanned the channels on my TV set, zero, nothing, not even one channel. So I kept rotating them and turning them, and I just couldn't get any channels. So I got on the net and I was reading, and I came across this Leaf Indoor HD TV antenna. So I figured, what the heck, it's $50, I'm going to try it. It was on sale for $35.99. So this is what I got. This is what it looks like right here. So I opened up the box, and I had no real expectation other than hoping it would work. So as soon as I opened up the box, that's what I found on the first sheet. Another sheet. Another sheet of foam. An instruction book. My receipt. Yet another sheet of foam. And I finally get to the antenna. And I, let me get rid of this paper here. I got it all over the place here. Well, I could not believe the, let's just say, lack of quality. I was like, are you kidding me? A piece of copy paper is probably thicker than what this antenna is. It's black on one side, it's white on the other. It really looks like it's been laminated. It has been laminated to hold this thing together. Again, it cheesy wouldn't be the correct word to describe this thing. Flimsy is probably more in line. It has a little connector in here, and then it just has this wire with an F connector on the back. And this actually plugs in to the back of the TV through an F connector, and this is your antenna. So to say that I was skeptical would be an understatement for sure. Just looking at this thing, it looks like a fan. So I bought it. I figured I might as well try it out. I plugged it into the back of the TV set, and I just leaned it on top of the TV, and again, it's inside that panel, and turned the TV set on, and I got four channels. Well, that's better than zero, but not what I had in mind. So I figured, all right, let me just pull it out a little bit and just put it up a little bit higher. So I actually just stuck it in the corner on the top of this piece of furniture, and I scanned. Well, I got to tell you, it scanned for about 10 minutes, and I ended up with 55 high-def channels. I could not believe it. And I turned it off the scan and went to check out the channels, and I got every single one. The reception was flawless. No jumping, no squiggling. You know, typically with digital, with HD, it's going to be right on or not right on. And it was just dead on. And the picture quality, fantastic. The sound was fantastic. And then I got a little fancy and started just moving it left and right and scanning it a couple times. I got up to 59 channels. So essentially, it worked better than I ever expected. And again, looking at this thing, you just got to laugh. But if you're in a situation where you're looking for an indoor antenna, HD antenna, this works quite well. And now all I will do is I will find some spot where I can live with this, and I can actually put this behind a picture. I might just actually paint over it the same color. I don't know if that will insulate it and stop it from picking up the channels, but it's not going to be too hard for me to find a decent place to mount this. I think what it was looking for was just some light. It didn't necessarily have to be next to the window because I'm at least 30 feet from any window. So it does have some amplification apparently built into the electronics of it. I can't find out too much about what's inside of this piece of paper, whatever it is. But the bottom line for $35.99, this works better than probably any other antenna that I've seen indoors for digital high-def TV. And it works better than the two that I have that actually have an amplifier on the back. This has no amplifier. And actually, I'm going to try to put an amplifier on the back of this and see if it increases the sensitivity. So in general, I am quite pleased with it. I'm quite shocked that something this flimsy will work. I'd love to put it outside, but in Arizona, it's about 92 today. I'd say this would last maybe 25 minutes and it would just melt. So I don't know, it's not recommended for outside. Maybe if I find that wire that leads back outside to where the main antenna would connect or the dish or the satellite, and I hook this up and put it up under one of the eaves where it's somewhat protected from the direct rays of the sunlight, I might even get more channels, I don't know. But in general, if you're inside the house and want to try something for $35, it works, no question about it, and it works well. I didn't even know there were that many digital channels available in the Scottsdale area. So I can watch my cartoons now, I can watch the local news, and pretty happy with it in general. And that will pretty much wrap it up today for this episode. I will tell you that next week, we are going to have, for the first time, an exclusive offer. We are going to announce a brand new product in the virus protection industry, if you will. I have thoroughly tested this unit out. I've talked to the manufacturers, the president, the CEO of the company. We're actually going to have them on live with the live Skype interview next week. And I'm going to have a promotion code that you will not find anywhere, and the promo code is sensational, to say the least. So if you're in the market for virus software or have a virus on your computer, you will not want to miss next week's episode. And again, it's an exclusive. There's no one that has this. There's no one that will be offering this kind of a promo code at all. They may in the future, but I know the one that we're offering, no one's even going to come close. So you definitely want to tune in next week to catch this this interview. And I cannot tell you what it is because they'll kill me. So that will wrap it up for the Gadget Professor this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I look forward to seeing everybody next week. So long now from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.